Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle,
and me, Tom Allen.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Suze. I don't know why I did it quite in that way. Yeah, but I...
What way was that?
Well, the way that I paused a little bit before saying my own name.
Like you were keeping them in suspense?
But I don't think they would have been, really. But...
You never know.
You never know, do you? You never know.
Pray tell, has Christmas started in your house because of Dear Alf?
Well, he won't mind me saying his brother has put up the Christmas tree already.
Where did he put it up?
Alfie,
so just to be clear to the listeners, in case they think, oh, I've accidentally started listening to one from last December.
No, it is
currently, today is the 4th of November, 2025.
Remember the 4th of November, yes.
Indeed.
I think they put it up over the weekend, I believe.
Alf's brother has already put up his decks.
I think, yeah, their family have, yeah. And then they have not until Boxing Day, and then...
Gone.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is a long lead-up.
Well, I would say so. My feeling, of course, I am my mother's son, I'd be like, how are you going to dust that?
Yeah, that was honestly where I was going as well, because Anne Ruffle, when I was a child, would say, oh, I've had enough of these ornaments now.
Yeah, of course. Not that... You know, not that Christmas isn't lovely, of course, and Christmas trees look lovely. It's, you know, for some people it's this time of year, but I prefer to wait a bit and have a bit of build up to it.
Well, I think December.
Yes, and people do it quite early in December, like earlier than we ever did it growing up.
Oh, no, my mum would be like up on the 12th of December,
yes,
down before New Year.
Oh, she'd be down before New Year.
Yeah. I've had enough of this now. And you'd be folding the tree away.
Oh, yes. Disassembling. I find, well, since I went to Hever Castle last year for their Christmas light display. All right. And they had a most magnificent display of the 12 days of Christmas as they were celebrated in Tudor times.
Talk me through. Do you know what all those things are?
Well, for example, you've got your Christmas festivities, sure.
Sure.
Then you've got St. Stephen's Day, which you may know as Boxing Day.
Yes. Then, what are you meant to do on St. Stephen's Day?
Well, there was boxing, and there was boxing on the television. And I can't remember. There were certain things you'd have on that day. Certain days would involve like feasting, and then there'd be some sort of pies. And then
feasting sounds like what a zombie does.
Yes. I don't think they had dead bodies. I don't think they chased each other for dead bodies around them.
Okay. Maybe I just shouldn't have watched The Last of Us. Maybe it's stayed in there too long.
Not to be confused with This Is Us.
No, very different. Loved them both, though. Got to say, loved them both. Very different, loved them both.
Right, just so I know. I couldn't watch the end, though. That looked a bit sad.
Oh, you would find the end far too sad. It's also about a son's love for his mother.
Oh, good Lord.
Which feels a little bit close to...
Close to home.
Close to home for you.
Also, the pilot used to make me cry.
What, like a pilot that flies a plane?
I could actually watch it on a plane.
Did you? Mm. Where were you going?
I mean, back from America, I think. And you know I get emotional when I'm flying.
Mm. Of course. Well, that's the gin.
That'll be the gin and all the other things. I can get my little mitts on.
A wine flight? On a flight? Why not?
Why not? What a lovely idea. Wine flight. So, yes. So Christmas is 12 days at Hever Castle. That's
12
what
days at Hever Castle.
And also it would be like, they'll have a feast where the lowest person status person will become the highest person for a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. So what, the jester would be the king sort of thing?
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah. Oh. And they'd have to do whatever that person said, just for a day.
And the next day the king would be like, get back in your box.
And then, yeah, things like that. It was great. Yeah, it looked like it was great fun for 12 days. And then it finished.
And then that was it. That was enough. And to be honest, if my mum was there, by day 9, she'd be like, I've had enough of this. Yeah.
I think they were all quite drunk for a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that bit, I think. I like being tipsy. Drunks, yes, too much. What, yes, would they be drinking? Mead?
I suppose mead, mulled things.
I bet mead would give you a hell of a hangover.
Have you ever had it?
No.
You can get it. I had it once in a pub in Lewisham. It was
Did you use your time machine?
I was in my time machine and I popped
Tom's
back
the new doctor.
And imagine. Oh, I wouldn't like that TARDIS. I don't like small spaces. I know it's bigger on the inside.
No, of course.
I nearly fell into the wall.
What, from one glass of mead?
No, it was a few glasses, but still.
What does it taste like? Bitter?
Yeah, like a beer. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it'll give you a terrible gutsache.
Oh, I don't want to think about it, Suze. Yeah.
Gutsache and a terrible hangover.
Oh, Suze, the worst combo. Oh. Have you been having a nice time down in Brighton?
I have. Do you know what? I went to a Nash Trust garden this weekend.
You won't be disappointed. Where did you go? Emmett's Garden?
No, not in West Sus.
Oh.
Where was I? Suffolk.
Oh, Susie, that sounds nice.
Ickworth House.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Never heard of it.
As I said on stage, not at all ick.
Mm.
Absolutely
not. Didn't give you the ick at all?
Didn't give me the ick at all. Now, of course, we took the dog.
Of course.
Because we're now those people that take the dog with us wherever we go.
Is it dog friendly? Can we bring the dogs in?
Can we bring the dogs in? To the gardens, of course, not the house.
Mm.
So we didn't see around the house.
But
there was a little cafe that we could go into with Doggo.
Oh, that's nice.
It was, what was it called? The Potter's House? The Potter's something.
Oh.
It was in, I imagine, what once upon a time would have been the... What's the bit at the edge of like a very posh house called where maybe there would be security, but they wouldn't call them security.
Oh, like a sort of lodge, like a gate lodge.
Yeah, like a gate
that
lodge.
Sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
I always am intrigued by that. Oh.
I always look at those sorts of things and think, yeah, I could live there.
Yeah, that would be enough for me.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice little place. Watch people come and go. Sometimes they exist and there's no house to match. Have you seen that?
No.
Like sometimes the big house is gone, but the little lodge is still there.
I see. Mm.
There's one not far from here, actually. Not far from where your B&Q and Tappy Carpets is.
Oh, really? Is that what the old house now is, a B&Q?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Something like that, yeah.
But it was very nice. They had some lovely gardens. There was a lovely old church. You know how I love a lovely old church.
Oh, I like a lovely old church.
So lovely old church. I would say my five-year-old slightly
less. You know.
Well, I would say that I like to have sort of quiet, complaintive time. Complaintive time when in a church.
Mm.
And I would say my five-year-old was really killing that vibe by going, are there bodies under the floor? And saying delightful things like that. What's a grave? Why do you have a grave?
Oh.
Do we know anyone with a grave? That sort of thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
What's this book? Mm. What are these for? They were prayer mats. Not prayer mats. You know, the not prayer mats, you know, like the cushions that you kneel on.
What are they called?
Prayer cushions?
Cashew? Is
that... No, that's you're thinking of a cashew. That's the nut.
The cashew. It's a cashew. Sometimes they get a bit of embroidery on them.
Well, these did.
Mm, lovely bit of WI.
So she was saying things like, why does it say love? Why is there a bird on it?
Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, I was trying to have my quiet, contemplative time.
Please, this is my quiet.
Stop asking me about the bodies. Oh, well, she's like wandering up, having a look at the altar. I'm going, don't touch anything.
Oh, bless. Oh, that's nice.
Can we light a candle? Why do you light a candle? Why are they for dead people?
No.
Who do we know that's dead?
Who do we know that's dead?
Which, of course, lovely. One of my favourite games.
A lovely game. Always a lovely game. So did you have a little holiday then, all of you on?
We did. We went to, we stayed in a little cottage.
Oh, super.
So I would say my daughter's favourite thing to do is staying in a small cottage. Staying in a little Airbnb for a night. Honestly, okay. Blows her mind. When a year ago, maybe, we went and had a weekend with another couple of families in Devon. And my daughter had a lovely time playing with all the kids. But on the way, we had stopped, just the three of us, and stayed in a little cottage. And then we'd gone down and she'd had like loads of kids to play with. We'd been to the beach. There were so many things to do. We'd taken them out for days. And on the way home, I said to her, what was your favourite part of our holiday? And she said, when me, you and mummy were in that little cottage and we found out that there was a drawer with cutlery in it. So bizarre.
How lovely.
Yeah, she absolutely. And so she lost her mind that we were staying for two nights in a little cottage in Suffolk.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
She came to my show, first time she's ever. She didn't watch the show, but she watched me walk on.
Oh,
and sort of stood at the wings, came to my tech, and saw that. And I was saying like, oh, maybe we should have purple lights, and then obviously you know they're just LED lights, so the lighting team can just change those very quickly. And she thought that was all very exciting.
Oh my goodness, how lovely!
Yeah, very exciting. So it was really, really nice, really nice.
And what do you think was with just to circle back to that, the cutlery drawer?
Well, I think she was really pleased that we had lots of things and she wanted to go and explore them all. Mm-hmm. She also was absolutely jazzed that the stairs were in the kitchen. She just kept saying, the stairs are in the kitchen, how funny.
Oh, how fun. But that is the case, isn't it, that when you're a kid, those things that are like the same as your home life but slightly skewed is very...
Totally. Yeah, she loves all of that. She loves it. Like the three of us stayed in a airport hotel when we were going on holiday because we had a very early flight. And she was just absolutely jazzed about that as well. Looking in all the drawers, really interested. There's a fridge. There's chocolate in the fridge. Don't take anything out of the fridge. We simply can't afford it.
That's It's funny, I remember being fascinated with hotels, obsessed actually with hotels. The idea of like people being all together.
Yeah, it's just very fun to do that sort of thing with her.
Yeah, for sure.
She's very interested. And then Tiggy, there was a garden and Tiggy could go and play in the garden and that was all very exciting. Because she's only 4 months. You know, she's only a baby. She's a baby.
Yeah.
But that, oh my gosh, there is the cutest thing in the world that's happening. So where we got Tiggy from was a veterinary nurse whose dog had just had some puppies.
Oh.
And everyone that she, the dog had never had puppies before. So it was quite a new thing for this lady to have puppies. And then she's only having one litter. And so everyone stayed in touch. And so we're just getting like updates of like Tiggy's sisters and their... And honestly, I would say it's the cutest WhatsApp group I've ever been on. And I've been on quite a lot of ones with people's kids. Anyway, we were hoping to meet up with some of them. We didn't. Blah, 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 blah. It was a lovely time.
Oh, that's nice though, isn't it? And Tiggy is settling in well to her life.
She's such a good girl. Mm-hmm. She's such a good girl. I would say her favourite thing to do is to snuggle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the sofa and she's also on the sofa and she'll like wake up, she'll wriggle until she's next to you. And then pop her head on your lap. And then off she goes to sleep again.
Oh, that's... Well, Alf had one of his first experiences with a calm dog.
Because is Alf a bit scared of dogs?
He's a little bit unfamiliar with dogs, I think.
Sure.
And so
he needs to come and hang out with Tiggy. He'd love her.
Well, I think that's the thing. If you're not used to them as well, you can be like, what is this?
Whereas it's a beast, of course.
It's a beast. Whereas I'm always quite like, throw myself straight in.
Yeah, I remember there was that dog when we did the comedy bus.
That's the one. Yeah, I often
reference.
The
huge one.
Diesel, yes. God love Diesel. Who was quite the handful and would have been a nightmare, really. But
would have totally turned your life upside down.
But at that moment, I was like, I could make it work.
Of course.
Whereas Alf, I think, would find that quite troubling.
What, if you brought home a bull mastiff?
Yes. What was he like? He was like a bullseye, not like Bullseye and Oliver, that sort of dog.
That's an English bulldog.
Is that right?
Or a British bulldog.
Or English
no, British bulldog is the one with, like, you know, with the ones that
Churchill's ones.
One. Yeah. And then I think you may be right. Is it an English bull terrier, the ones that... Bullseye!
Staffordshire bull terrier? Someone out there.
No, Staffordshire is different because my nan had a Staffy.
Oh, yeah.
Called Birch. Who was actually very docile.
And people often call those the nanny dogs, don't they?
An English Bull Terrier is Bullseye. They've got those sort of quite strange faces in a gorgeous way.
In a gorgeous way. We're all beautiful.
But you know what I mean? They've got quite a pointy face.
I understand. Yeah.
I don't know where the snout ends and the face begins.
Yes. Indeed.
It just goes into one.
Indeed.
Yeah. Poor old Bullseye.
Yeah, poor Bullseye.
Bullseye!
And poor Diesel. But... apparently Diesel did find a nice, lovely home. So,
I love that you stayed across that.
Volunteered there. Do you remember?
Of course, yeah. Ian Sterling's mum volunteers at the dog place.
Yeah, yeah. So they kept me posted. But yes. But Alf had a nice time stroking a calm dog.
What kind of dog?
A mix, which was...
Sure.
A lovely mix of, well, she was a rescue dog, friend of ours has, and she is a bit... We think a bit collie.
Lovely.
Maybe a bit old English sheepdog, you know, like the Dulux dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so she was very fluffy.
But then I think a bit of Lurcher, maybe something like that, which I know is a mix anyway.
Lurchers are so lovely.
Oh.
I love a Lurcher.
It was a lovely mix of these kind of, it's very bright, like she could open doors. Like with
Standing on two legs.
Yes, which was... You know, a little unnerving. But she...
She could pick a lock.
She could pick a lock. She carried a selection of keys. She could also do those, like, key boxes that people have on Airbnb. Clever.
Yeah, very clever dog. Could do a Rubik's Cube.
So. She could do a Rubik's... She wore glasses. Anyway, she...
was it Halloween?
She was dressed as
someone's librarian.
Grandma. And she was very clever. But she had very kind eyes, sort of greenish eyes, actually.
Was she chunky with kind eyes?
Kind of, yeah.
Love that for her. Love that for her.
So Alf, I could tell, was getting along nicely with her. She wasn't, you know, I think he, like a lot of people, doesn't like it when they jump up, which of course dogs will sometimes do.
Mm.
when they come across someone like me who's so excited to see them.
Yes, because they're saying hello, hello.
And I'm like, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. And,
like yeah. You're answering the phone.
Gosh, those were the days when people used to answer the phone, not knowing who would be on the other end.
Oh, I know. Do you have a landline?
I think I do have, I do pay for it, but I don't have a phone plugged into it. I need to change my broadband provider, Susie. I don't mind sharing that with our listeners.
Oh, dear.
I think, well, I've been on the same contract for about 400 years.
Do you know, I did the same. I was with O2 for years and I went and I said, look, I've been with you for about 20 years. Can you do anything? Can you give me a better deal or something? And they went, no, not really.
Right.
And so I went to three. They said, don't worry, come here.
Welcome home. Oh, welcome how interesting. Home. Oh, maybe I should try a bit of that then.
Yeah, go in.
Go in hard, play hardball.
I didn't even feel like I played hardball. I feel like the ball was so soft. Oh, yeah. That she just didn't care. Maybe she didn't like me. We'd prefer you to go somewhere else.
To be honest, I hate you. And we run this,
we've literally
this network
just met
in a very
you.
Personal way. I just don't think we're a fit. Sorry about it.
Oh, it's not you, it's me.
Basically, let's just be friends. No, I'm just looking for someone to provide my broadband.
Yeah, I really, please.
And also, Suze, I don't know about you, but I don't understand how the different things work. Like, I don't know what I need. Do I need 30 gigabytes, 400 gigabytes? What's a gigabyte? I don't. What
I've
do
got
I
no
want?
Idea.
I want
I've
to
got
be
no
able
idea.
To do Zoom calls.
I've got no idea.
They make it so complicated. And I suppose because you end up with the biggest one then. Because you're like, well, I'll just get the best one then.
I don't understand. I'm realising anything.
Me neither.
Like, I don't know how I understand how anything works.
I know what you mean. What are you thinking of as you say that, Suze?
What I mean, I just find that, what I'm about to reveal will be no shock to anyone, but like, my life is Alice organises my life.
Okay.
You know, if I had to, I couldn't tell you who provides my heating.
Oh, sure.
But I know that you press a button and the heating comes on.
Sure.
Is that pathetic?
It's quite interesting that your thermostat is just a button you press.
Well,
off, on.
It's a, it's like a little screen thing.
Don't get me started, Suze, because those things.
You can't bear them?
Well, we've got one and it doesn't
it
always
never works.
Work. It doesn't always work. It doesn't.
Would you prefer an old-fashioned twisty
you know
on the
I
wall?
Would. You know I would.
Of course you would. A Honeywell.
Exactly the brand that we used to have.
Why do I know that?
That isn't, it's the sort of thing you stare at, isn't it, when you're
as a child.
Shoes on or yeah. Honeywell.
That's such a funny name for a company that sells twisty knobs for thermostats.
Yeah.
It's
I know,
nothing
it there.
There's no honey, there's no wells.
No, but it does sort of have like a nice kind of soothing air about it rather than like the other ones, not to badmouth anybody, but
stop badmouthing.
Some of the electric ones I find a little bit difficult to deal with. But
well, I don't want the future.
I don't. Is, you know,
I mean, I want progression in many ways. You know,
but sometimes,
but electronic.
Is it progress? You know,
Or is it programmed?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this one just does what it likes. It says, well, you did this yesterday. We'll do that again. It like learns what it thinks I want. It's very presumptuous like that.
Well, that's the thing. And you're very changeable.
I'm very changeable in my world. Like for example, the algorithm on iTunes. Well, it doesn't know whether it's Arthur or Martha.
It's, well, quite.
You know, sometimes I want to listen to a medieval madrigal. And then other times I want to listen to a show tune. And then other times I want Fleetwood Mac. I mean...
Do you know
Phil
when
Collins,
you get
Phil Collins or
you know when you get your Spotify Wrapped?
Oh my god, mine is
wild. Also, last year number two, thunderous rain sounds.
Well, of course, you love that.
When I'm sleeping by myself.
Of course, when you're sleeping, you don't want to have silence where all the thoughts can.
Oh no.
Creep in. Yes, of course. I say that
so
from experience
like
with myself.
Brandy Carlisle, rain sounds. Stephen Sondheim. Just
yes, those are the things I sometimes want. What's wrong with it? Yeah. Stop trying to assume.
But that's if you put my music on shuffle. Also my daughter.
Yes, then she adds in.
So then you might get some Frozen.
Of course.
But she's her mother's daughter, because she'll say, oh, let's have the one from the stage show. And I think, good girl.
Whereas, and if Uncle Alf was present, he would say, make sure you call that by the proper name, which is a cast recording and not a soundtrack.
The original cast recording.
He gets very annoyed when on, for example, some show tunes, radio stations. Well, there's only one, isn't there?
Magic at the Musicals.
Yeah, Magic at the Musicals. Or Magic Musical. Oh, I don't know. Musical Magic. I don't know. EPOS wouldn't say that, but on Magic they sometimes call it a soundtrack. Mm. And Alf gets annoyed because he says it's a cast recording. It's a soundtrack if it's from the film, but most musicals are essentially stage shows.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Oh, here's some news for you.
What, Susie?
My daughter watched The Sound of Music for the first time this week.
Oh, and how did that go?
Absolutely loved it.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh my God, I've watched it so many times now.
Oh,
it's really tricky to explain the bit where the Nazis get involved.
Of course, it's a difficult. It's going to be a complicated bit.
She's also broadly scared of bad people.
Fine.
So you can't say like, oh, they're a bad man, because then she'll say, well, what about if the bad people come here?
Of course.
So we had to really muddy Ralph's role in it.
Oh, yes. That would be challenging.
Yeah, because she really loves all the songs.
Yes.
So now we just fast forward that bit. I say, this is the boring bit. Should we just get to the bit at the end where they're all singing again?
That's better.
Yes.
What about a Mary Poppins? You know, that's a favourite of mine.
Well, yeah, of course. She loves Mary Poppins. Again, though, I think she's less interested in George Banks and the song about feminism, more interested in Bert and Mary when they're riding the horses.
And there is the bit that I know I was scared of as a child, when the children run away from the bank and they have to go through the East End and they get lost. And the woman...
Feeding the birds? No?
Not her, like another woman, like just jumps out of a doorway and goes, hello, you two.
Like... No, thank you.
A terrifying woman. I don't really. But she just sort of jumps out of the children and they run away scared. Jane and Michael.
Yes. Yes.
That might be a bit scary. But
the main thing I took from The Sound of Music was if I went to a party and the people whose party it was, children sung.
On the steps.
I'd be like, absolutely not.
Mm.
This is really killing my vibe. I'm halfway through an interesting conversation.
What are you doing?
And now these fucking kids are singing about, just go to bed. Go to bed. Yeah.
Go to bed, for goodness sake. You would be annoyed.
But maybe that means that I'm... maybe it's about me. Also, the B plot running through that. So the top line is sort of falling about the children needing... A mother figure.
Mother figure, yeah.
Sure. Plot B, broadly, the Nazis invading Europe.
Yes, annexing Austria, yes.
Plot C, a singing competition.
Yes, it's quite a curveball, isn't it?
Yeah, and the guy, Uncle whatever his name is.
Oh, yes.
He's
what's he
so
called?
Much
he...
more interested in the singing competition than the fact that they're being invaded.
Yeah, barely mentions it.
Barely mentions it.
Mm. It, yes, that's true, actually.
And then broadly nuns.
And then nuns. But I will just to circle back to circling back a lot today, which is a phrase I don't actually like.
Oh, which is a phrase you hate. Mm, what about return to?
If we might return to that. That's nicer. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
I think that the uncle, I'm going to say it, gay?
Yeah. And in love with the dad?
Oh, maybe because...
Well, maybe not, but it's a nice thing to sort of... It's a nice rumour to propagate.
He's an uncle, but they're not...
But they're not brothers. They're uncle in the way of Uncle Andy for you.
Oh, he's just a gentle uncle.
Just a gentle uncle.
He's got a bit of a... He's got the hots for the Von Trapp.
Well, the dad is hot.
Yeah, hot Von Trapp.
Hot Von Trapp. Christopher Plummer?
Christopher Plummer used to get drunk in Salzburg every day, yeah.
Did he?
On filming, yeah. And we went to Salzburg, you know, last year to do the Sound of Music Bank Tour. And we went to the hotel bar. And I have to say, they were very charming there. And I wish we were staying at their hotel in a way.
So it's worth going.
Yeah, very much worth going to there. But, that's interesting. You think he had a bit of a...
Oh, I don't know. I just like to find, you know... You know, I'm constantly trying to find a queer... hidden love story in absolutely everything.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Because I think musicals, let's be honest, they're going to be full of gays who's around
always,
there.
It's a gay story, isn't it?
It's a gay story. It's a gory.
It's a gory story. Yes, you're so right.
So I'm always searching for, you know, what's happening there.
Oh, it's superior. The wisdom and... but the
What is it you can't face?
Oh, the best bit.
The best bit.
Yes. also the way that the nuns are kept behind a cage at the end, why is that?
I think it's less that they're kept behind a cage and more that they're keeping the Nazis out.
But what, at the wedding?
Oh, no. I know what you mean. You mean in the church?
In the church. And you think like, will they be up for going into the church?
Yeah, I don't know.
Behind that cage at the back and just like leave. And I'm like, oh, cheers, Maria. Didn't even invite your old nuns to the wedding. Like,
yeah, didn't even. What, they're not having a bite to eat, no?
Yeah, they're evening only.
No sauerkraut for them.
No sauerkraut, exactly. No hot dogs. What's the other thing?
Schnitzel?
Schnitzel or the...
Schnitzel with noodle. Is in... When they say noodle, do you think they mean like a spaghetti pasta?
I think so.
Because I don't think we would have been having, would they have been having sort of what we now traditionally think of as noodles in Salzburg?
I don't think they're popping down to Wagamama's.
No, I don't think there would have been a Wags.
No, I don't think they've gone down there for...
A quick chicken katsu.
A quick sober, yeah. Exactly.
a quick tea-stained egg.
Yes, I don't know if they've got that option. I don't know if the Deliveroo... I mean, there's plenty of people running around on bikes, so maybe there was
maybe
a Deliveroo.
Maybe they could have.
But that's so true, actually, Suze. Also, Edelweiss is not a traditional Austrian song.
Oh, that's the thing. Lies.
Lies. It's full of lies.
Full of lies.
And also, people in Salzburg do not want to talk about the Sound of Music.
Oh, really? They've had it up to there, have they?
Yeah, they have had it. They want to talk about
Mozart.
It's
like people in Bromley when they ask about you.
Exactly. They've had it.
They want to talk about Mozart.
They want to talk about Mozart. Please, let me talk about Mozart. Yeah, they want to talk about music. They want to talk about the music festival that they do go to. That is actually a thing. And they're very hot
on that. I wonder
if
the uncle...
Gay uncle
was there.
Yeah, I wonder. He's insistent on his... I mean, sort of thing I would do, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I think if there was a war on, my
response would be like, let's get the children in a singing competition.
Yeah.
Very useful.
I think that's...
Practical.
Because there's a bit where he and the Baroness,
oh yeah,
who the dad's gonna marry,
yeah,
who honestly takes it so well, when she says, "I think you're in love with her," and he says, "I can't marry you," and she says, "Well, that's good because I didn't want to marry you either." And you think, God, you've taken that well. I mean, she is really awful to Maria. She asks her to leave, but
yeah, she's a bit prickly, I would say. So she's got an air of, but Wallace Simpson.
I think that she might be who you didn't meet. I don't think you needed to say that.
I never met her. Just wanted to let. This is a biased statement here. I never taking my own prejudice into that, but I never met her.
Wallace would be a good name for a female dog. Not because she was a dog. I just like old lady names for dogs.
Wallace is a nice name, yeah.
Yeah, like Maudie.
Maudie, lovely. We used to have a Maudie up the road, of course. Lovely Maudie. Got her plates. Also,
oh, I thought you meant a dog.
Oh, no.
So why have you got a dog's plate?
Wallace was a clothes shop that my mum used to work in.
Oh, my mum loved Wallace.
Oh, there you go.
She loved Wallace.
Mm. It was nice, I think. Well, mum was there on a concession in the Army and Navy.
But, of course.
Of course. She didn't work in full shop. But yeah, she liked Wallace. They were next to principals.
Oh. Do you mean sort of morally?
Yeah.
Or geographically.
And they were very principled as well. They were constantly...
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. It's against my
principle. I must have my lunch break. I've been here 4 hours.
It's my principle. On principle, I will not miss my lunch break. There and Aquascutum and Country Casuals.
Aquascutum, very rara.
Very rara. And there was a Jaeger as well.
Oh.
Very fancy, yeah.
Very, very fancy.
It was happening. It was all happening in the Army and Navy.
It was all happening.
Fashions.
Yeah. Second floor
was more fashions, but then it went into a more sort of, that was a more traditional sort of world up there. And also I think that's where they had a beauty salon in the department store. And then if you went above that, then I think there was a little restaurant.
Oh yes, of course. That's like the Debenhams in, now was it Debenhams? Yeah, there was a Debenhams in Portsmouth City Centre.
Oh.
And of course you'd go in at the bottom where there'd be all the beauty stuff.
Yes.
Where all the surgeons go.
Yes, all the doctors there.
White coats. Well, just quickly back to the Baroness.
Yes.
Another clue that the uncle's gay.
Oh.
He likes a strong woman.
Yeah, he loves that sort of...
He loves a strong woman strong. Who knows her own mind and has a bit of money.
And has a bit of money and doesn't really care for children.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think we're finally getting...
We've uncovered it. There's a lot of subplots there that we...
There is.
A lot of people might not have realised were there.
No, but thank God we've done it.
Thank God.
Join us next week when we'll be
debunking. Yes, I feel like this is a thread.
We'll be finding the queer storyline in a Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel.
Yeah. Oh, that would be lovely, of course. And the way they wrote the theme song for Liverpool Football Club.
Gay.
Very camp. You know, Charlie Baker and I was saying about this, like, at what point did someone come back from Carousel and say, you know what, fellas, I've got a song for us to sing.
Yeah, and it must have been, quite hard to slip into chat after a game.
Have you guys seen...
Guys, have you seen that amateur production that the Merseyside players are doing?
Oh, it's got this beautiful song. I just thought it'd be nice for us to do on the terraces.
Yeah.
Terraces, that's a camp word, isn't it?
I think I've got a bit bored of the referees, a wanker. I've been thinking, should we do a number from an 1800s musical?
Is that what it
is? 1900s? 1900s. Rodgingham.
Was it 1940s, 1950s?
Something like that.
We'll have to find it all out for next week.
Well, there we go, of course.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
I would say that Carousel is one of the more boring musicals that I've done.
I've never actually seen it.
Oh, you're not missing out. Honestly, the plot... We'll go through the plot line of that next week, but
you go watch the film. There's a film, isn't there?
Mm. It's really misogynistic.
Oh.
And there's a lot of violence.
Oh, Sue's gosh. Well,
of course, there's a few numbers.
You've really sold it to us for the weekend's viewing.
So everybody watch that for next week, and then I will tell you about my experience of playing the child in it.
Oh. And also, is it one of those ones that's got like a big dance number in the middle for no reason?
I would have thought so, yes.
Yeah, because again, Charlie Baker was saying how back in the day, it was just like they just filled these films with like random
numbers, yeah.
Numbers, yeah, where it didn't really move the plot on or anything. It just was just like...
But there is no plot.
This is the issue.
There's very little plot.
I feel like Oklahoma's a bit like it as well.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma's a bit like it. I mean, I think all of them are.
And I think he said as well, because it was often just a collection of songs that someone had written, and then they just sort of just found a storyline.
I mean, 42nd Street is basically someone found loads of people that were really good tappers.
Yeah, and the story is someone fell down the stairs.
Right, more debunking of your favourite musicals
from whenever.
100 years ago?
Well, yeah, pretty much now, coming on to.
Okay, well, listen, if I don't see you through the window,
I'll see you through the musical. And thank you, Susie. And bye, bye, bye.
And bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, very good, very good. It's Hannah Waddingham.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.